Hi guys, welcome back to the SNM podcast. We're back from the hiatus. I'm so excited to be recording again. It's been so long since I spoke to my microphone. I'm so happy, I'm so glad to be back. I have a cold. I don't know if I have a cold, but I have cough. Because like I started watching Atlanta from season one and it's honestly very hilarious. I don't know why people don't think that show makes sense or whatnot. But anyways, it's good to be back. Feels good to be back. I hope everybody's doing okay and happy Sunday. I didn't go to church today. I had a weird dream today, actually. I did have a weird dream that I slept with one of my friends. That was so weird. But I also watched a TikTok where somebody was like, if you have like a dream that makes you feel uncomfortable, instead of always constantly casting out the demons, just act like you don't care. Because at the end of the day, demons, if you project fear or you act like you're scared, they keep coming for you. But if you act like you're nonchalant, that you're covered by the blood, you have the walls of the blood of Christ, the demons will stop. So when I woke up today and I realized I had that weird dream, I was just like, okay, Satan, what else? What other trick do you have for me? But I'm so glad and I'm so back. Sorry, I'm so happy to be back. So let's get right into the episode. So we'll just go on a quick break real quick and then we'll be back. Hi everyone, I'm just gonna make this quick, short and easy. Stop, you know, go to my social media right now. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever it is, at Mbachi Stephanie, MbachuStephanie. Follow me right now. Follow me everywhere you find me. Just search for my name, Mbachi Stephanie, and follow me real quick. Then on my bio, you'll probably see a link. Click on that link, engage my short story, engage my newsletter, engage everything that I put out there, engage my articles right now. Do it right now. Please, do it right now, real quick. Thank you. Love you. Enjoy the episode.
I didn't exactly disappear because I remember that I told you guys that I was going to be away for a few weeks because of the microphone issue. I still haven't gotten a microphone. I have a microphone, but I need to do something to it. I'm currently using like my iPhone earphones to record. That's why it might sound a bit weird. You might just notice that there's a difference in like the sound, but it's not very bad, is it? That's why I disappeared. And also like the past few weeks in Nigeria has been a bit like chaotic, so you know, you have to just read the room sometimes. Like I wouldn't post when people are upset about like the election, the presidential election like results and whatnot that was clearly rigged. So you know, I just had to read the room. I had to, you know, just be in like a good mental space and like not bombard people with like insensitiveness. That was one of the reasons. Another reason that I disappeared is I've been extremely busy. Like I'm currently honestly doing like six things at the same time. Like I saw my life like this, but it was just like, okay, this is too much. It's literally too much now. So I've been busy with work. Constantly busy with work. Even if I work from home, it's just a lot of things that I have to do that is, you know, taking my time. I haven't even had time for myself. Like I've been working, but I haven't had time for myself. I've only gone on like 2 dates with my brother to the theaters to watch. So we watched Ant-Man and then we watched Creed. That's all I have literally done, like to feel happy and just like watch some series that I've been meaning to watch. But aside that, like, I've just been working and like, you know, just working. But I'm gonna go back to my podcast and I'm also gonna go back to my writing. A couple of people asked me, so I was out one day and somebody was like, hi Stephanie, what's going on with the podcast? Like, what's even going on with your podcast? I'm just like, oh, it's just been 2 weeks. Like, do you know how refreshing it is for people to notice that you've been gone for 2 weeks? Because the last time that I dropped was February 19th. Today is February 12th, I think. That's like, is that 2 weeks? No, that's 3 weeks. That's actually 3 weeks. Wow, okay. And people actually noticed. That's very impressive. That's proper impressive. Like, I'm honored. I wouldn't lie. Like, I wouldn't come and say I'm not honored. Like, it's two three people who know me personally ask, like, Stephanie, what's going on with your podcast? Like, you haven't dropped in a minute. Like, it was, I genuinely like, I felt the love, I won't even lie. But yeah, I'm back and I'm better. I have more content to put out. I have just more stuff to do for the entertainment purpose of you guys who actually sit down every Sunday or during the week when you're going to work, when you're stuck in traffic, just listening to me. I also kind of wanted to do like more solo episodes, because like I feel like I'm a great conversationalist, so like I always have something to talk about. I just have to work on like what I say, or like the type of things that I want to say, because I've been listening to a lot of like solo. I need to stop saying like all the time. I say like a lot. I've been listening to a lot of solo podcasters. They're so like, when I listen to you, I'm just like, oh, I can do something like this. I don't constantly always have to have a guest. So I could have guests one or two times, but like I kind of want to talk. Like I want this to be like a, not ranting per se, but I just want to say my mind and like see the minds of a lot of people in the world, you understand? But I will still have guests. Like, let's say in a month I could have two guests and like two solo episodes, so that people would see like me in different lights. I think that's what I should do now. I wanted to talk about what friendship means to a lot of you people, because this last month, February and March, like my eyes keep opening all the time, but like I told myself that I was gonna do a friendship revaluation every month. So every month what I do is I currently have like 230 numbers on my phone. Some people have 1,000. I don't know what you're doing with 1,000 numbers, but I currently have 230. So every month or every 2 months, I go through my contact list and just realize the person I need to take out. Like, I can wake up in the morning and decide to take you out of my contact, and that's the end. Like, that's the last you'll hear from me. But I also want to start doing that with a lot of, like, acquaintances, because I know who I'm calling my friends. Just a lot of acquaintances that, they piss me off. A lot of people piss me off. I won't lie. People piss everybody off, but people piss me off the most. And you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, I'm not adding anything to this person's life. This person's not adding anything to my life. Why are we pretending? Like, what's going on here? Out you go. And I don't even have the strength. Like, this year, I'm not even stressing anyhow. I don't just want to stress this year. Like, if you feel like your time is up in my life, it is up. I believe in expiry dates, but I'm jumping the gun a bit too far. What does friendship mean to you people? Because a lot of you people are weird as hell. So let's say you fight with your friend, like somebody that's supposed to be your childhood friend, and then you want to rant about that particular friend to somebody else, and you're so mean. I'm not saying that people shouldn't, like, sometimes your friend, I piss my friends off, I won't lie, and I know that they rant to me about, like, my best friend, when I piss her off, she's always ranting to me, so she tells her sisters and her mom what I did. She might tell like my other two close friends, but she tells her family members what I did, because I feel like those are the people that she wants to rant to me. She wouldn't want to rant about me to like people that she knows I don't like, so she'll rant about me to people that she knows I like, just so it's like in a, it's not very biased. So she does it a lot. So I see that, of course, she wants to rant, and I only rant about her to like my two other friends. They are in the UK, two of them are in the UK, so I only rant about my best friends to them, because I just feel like it's just, I don't know, they were just, because they know, I don't know, I don't want to, this is not shade or anything, but like, imagine fighting with your friend, yeah, you guys just have a minor or a big argument, and then when you want to rant about that friend and another person, you're so mean. Like, you're mean to the extent you say things like, oh, isn't it not this stupid girl that used to borrow this? Oh, of course, everybody makes that kind of mistakes, but I mean in the sense that you start saying things like, oh, she sells herself, she's always sleeping with men. Like, this is supposed to be your actual close friend. Like, you guys are friends, like proper childhood friends. Do you know how weird that is? Like, do you guys actually realize how weird that is? That's a big red flag. So
if you can stoop so low to talk about your tight friend like that, who am I that you would not demolish? Who am I that you would not tear apart? If you can talk about your very close friend in such a degrading manner, who are the rest of us, to be honest? That's such a red flag. And this is something I noticed, that I was just like, I was literally like, are we serious here? Of course, your friend has pissed you off, but like, at the end of the day, let's do things with love. Let's do things with love. One thing I'm also learning is, because I'm such an upfront person, like, I love confrontations, I love talking to people about things, but this year I told myself I was not going to confront anybody. Like, you would piss me off, I would piss you off, but I believe so much in expiry dates. I believe that everybody in my life has an expiry date, except you people, except about seven of you who don't have an expiry. You people are in my life till I die, but there are just a couple of people that just have an expiry date. Like, I could care less. People genuinely think I care about them, and I don't, because I'm such a, if God wants this friendship to end, it will end. I was reading somewhere, I don't know if I've said this in my last podcast, but I was reading somewhere where somebody was like, she doesn't stress about anything. Like, she doesn't panic, because if it's supposed to be, it's meant to be. Even if they call her and say her brother just got an accident, she will not panic, because if he's supposed to be alive, I know that's extreme. That's extreme. But you guys understand what I'm saying. Like, I won't stress. Do you understand? So this year, I told myself I was not going to stress this year. Anything that wants to happen, it should happen. Anybody that wants to go, they should go. But like, I'm not going to be confrontational this year. Like, everybody has to go. But that friendship, and me thinking about this thing that this person did to somebody that is supposed to be her close friend, it was just such an eye opener. And when the thing with me is, when I'm in a group of people, or I kind of always have an attitude, because I don't like to leave my house. I don't know if you guys know, because if you don't know me personally, I genuinely do not like to leave my house. I only leave my house when my friends are in the house, or when it's important. So usually, if my friends are not in the house, I only literally leave my house when I need to go to the movies, or when I just need to buy food. Like, there's this woman that sells amala. If I need to buy food, or I need to go grocery shopping, or I need to take a stroll, or I need to watch him, I don't leave my house except it's important. I don't leave my house except I have to work, and I don't do 9 to 5. I work from home, or I do gigs, and I don't leave my house. So I even remember somebody telling me that he only sees me outside when a particular girl is in my house. Like, I'm only outside when she's in my house, because she likes to go out, and I don't necessarily like to go out in Lagos. Like, I love adventure, don't get me wrong. So I travel a lot, and I love learning new things and learning. So I would only go out when it's important. Like, if I need to go to the museum, or need to go to the zoo, or just need to travel, of course I'm stepping out of my house. But if I'm supposed to step out of my house to go to places like the club, go to a place like the restaurant, that's not me. I think I lost my train of thought here, but like, what I was trying to say is, I lost my train of thought. So I'm not like friendly. I always have an attitude. So when I always have an attitude, I tend to always like pay attention to little things, because I'm very observant. And you know, like, if I'm in a group of people, it's literally always so weird. Like, if you think about it, like, okay, so if you're doing this to like your friend, what are you gonna do to us? So what does friendship actually mean to you people? Like, if you call somebody your friend, like, what does it entail? Like, are you willing to die for this person? Like, I genuinely want to know what friendship is like, because the things that I see in this Lagos is proper weird. You understand? It's actually proper weird. Your actual friend, like, friendship to me is crazy. Like, that's why I don't call people my friends. If you've been following my podcast for a long time, I don't call people friends easily. Like, you're my classmates, you're my schoolmates, you're my childhood mate, you're my workmate, you're my co-worker. Like, before I tag you a friend, it's gonna be hard. Like, I don't just do that easily. So I call people acquaintances. So when I call people when I call somebody a friend, it's just I just expect them to, you know, uh,
be friends. Like, I wouldn't necessarily go behind their backs to talk about them, or like just be extremely mean when they're not there, or just be, it's just so weird, because, you know, it's so weird. Like, I'll keep emphasizing on how weird it is, but anyways, just ask yourself, like, who is your friend, and what does friendship genuinely mean to you? Because a lot of you people in this Lagos are literally taking additional shit. Like, in as much as you're dishing out rubbish, you're also taking in rubbish. Because you're being a bad friend, and people are being bad friends to you in different varieties or different, like, aspects of lives. So have you ever sat down to ask yourself, like, is this necessary? Do I need to chop this insult? Like, do I need to take this from this person? What are the things that people have done to you and you're just like, bro, am I dumb? The thing with me is I was watching a TikTok where somebody said that if somebody disrespects you once in a nasty way, you better cut that person off. And that's the principle I'm gonna live by. I saved that TikTok. So the woman is 38, and she gave 38 things that I've learned in 38 years. And every point she made sense. I think I would do an episode, because I'm 23. Yeah. I'm actually 23. People, yeah, if you don't know, you know now. I'm actually 23. So I'll probably do an episode of 23 things that I've learned in these 23 years of living, and just kind of explain it, like, bit by bit. Because you people need to, if somebody disrespects you once in a friendship, in a relationship, in a marriage, anything, in a relationship in general, and this, you know, relationships can be marriages, friendships, siblingship. Okay, of course you cannot disregard. You don't choose your siblings. They just happen to be your siblings, even if sometimes it might be very annoying. But if you have the opportunity to let go of somebody, you actually genuinely have to let go. Because if they do it once, they will do it again. If a man should hit you once, he will hit you again. If a person should throw you under the bus once, they will do it again. I lost my job because I spoke up for my rights. My boss threw me under the bus and I spoke up against it, and she fired me. That is story for another day. Like, I literally am going to speak on that another day. Do you understand? So if somebody disrespects you once, you have to let that person go. It's tired. Like, it's the rope is literally tired. Do you understand? A lot of you people don't know how to let things go. You have to let that person go. Like, of course it will hurt you. Of course you will cry. Of course you would just be upset. Like, it will be getting to you emotionally and, you know, physically and mentally and all of that things. But, like, that's the process of growing. Like, you have to encounter some certain blocks to be better. Because if you don't lose in things in this life, if you don't lose in certain aspects in life, you wouldn't grow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, let it go. Ask yourself. Like, sit down and ask yourself, like, what does this mean to me? So there are five things: what, where, when, why, and how. Everything you're doing in life, what am I doing it? How am I doing it? Why am I doing it? What am I doing it for? Where am I doing it? Do you understand? When you're able to answer all these questions very well, like, without stammering, without blocks, without confusion, then you know that, okay, this thing is set for you. Another thing I kind of wanted to use my podcast to talk about is this election. It really, really pissed me off. I'm here to decampaign Sam Wolu, and a lot of people are getting the plot really wrong. Do you understand? If Sam Wolu, for October 2020 enters Lekki massacre, the killing at the toll gate, for that event to happen alone, Sam Wolu does not need to be re-elected. And I'm saying this now because the election is next week, Saturday. For that alone, Sam Wolu cannot enter office. And you know what is killing me? Is the fact that he did not even campaign. He was riding on Tinubu's horse. Only for Labour Party to win Lagos by a mile. Forget that 10k margin. It's literally, because if it was just 10k margin, Sam Wolu would not do the things that he's doing now. Paying off all the pensions, releasing all the cars, you know, just showing up at a mall, licking ice cream, just being it. If I call Sam Wuluna and tell him I'm having a party, if he doesn't come to this party, we will not elect him. He'll be there. He'll even be there before me. He'll be at the venue before me. Like, for him to do all these things 2 weeks before the actual election is the, it's really a slap to the face. He's literally telling us that he could have, but he just didn't. He could have been a better governor, but he just didn't. For that Lekki massacre alone, Sanwo-Olu cannot be our governor. For the fact that they called off, curfew at 2 p.m. So the curfew was supposed to start at 4 p.m. and they called it at 2 p.m. So you're giving 2 hours, knowing fully well that some people stay in traffic for over 4 hours every day. You're calling a two hour, you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, the curfew was supposed to start at 4, but you called it at 2. So how did you expect people to start going home? Some people, I hope you know, sometimes people do yaba to Lekki. That Third Mainland Bridge alone is a disaster. And you expect people to start going home. You not only did that, you turned off the lights. You came out and lied that nobody died. After you now said that only 2 people died. For that alone, for people dying on that day in Sanwo-Olu's Lagos, in quotes, that he's not even an origin of this state and all of us that are living in. For that alone, he doesn't need to be a governor. You guys are missing the plots. You guys are honestly missing the plots. And it's very embarrassing. So what if you were the person that died that day? Because the Lekki toge, everybody was there that day. Do you understand what I'm saying? People died. You came online to tell us that nobody died. Him and that, his pointy fingers. Anyways, not too much on him. Not too much on him. Okay, too much on him. Those are the things I just wanted to come and tell you guys here. Like, what does friendship truly mean to you guys? And, like, you people should vote out Sanwo-Olu, vote out APC in Lagos. Like, it's always the audacity for me. Like, APC actually thinks they own Lagos. Like, they actually think they own Lagos. That's even what kills me the most. Like, as if it's your right, your bet right. So weird. So funny, but so weird. That's it, basically. That's it. That's what I want to talk about. So, expect more conversations like this, either with friends or alone. Yeah. It was really good coming back here and saying shit. To be honest, it was proper good. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoy doing this. I really enjoy speaking to people. Even if I don't get a lot of responses. Okay, some people actually do text me to tell me that they listen to the episode or whatnot. But, like, I want more of it. I want people to actually genuinely text me and let me know what they think about the episode, you know. It just gives me, like, some kind of statistics on, like, how I'm doing. Do you understand? A little bit of validation would not hurt, you know. Just, oh, Stephanie, I like that you did this. Or, Stephanie, I would want you to do this in your next episode. Like, I would really appreciate it. Like, everybody knows what my social media is, basically. It's Mbachi Stephanie. Everything. My Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Everything. My email is mbachistephanienomad@gmail.com. That's my actual personal email. So, you could text me. Just let me know what's up. And I actually wish I cared. That's the last thing I kind of wanted to say. People think I care about them, and I don't. I wish I did. I wish I didn't have this character or this personality where I don't give a damn. I honestly don't give a shit about losing. Like, I don't think people understand. Because when I say it, they're like, oh, you're saying, you're like, I wish, if somebody wants to leave my life tomorrow, that person can go. I've learned to be so carefree, to be so nonchalant about everything. And the minute that I learned to do this, I've had power. It's just some kind of power that comes with knowing that you don't give a heck. If people know that you don't give a heck, if people know that you don't give a fuck, nobody will try you. But if they see that, oh, you give a fuck about this, you give a fuck about that, they'll want to keep poking you. You know how human beings are, they want to keep poking you. You guys understand what I'm saying? So yeah, let's live life normally. Let's be happy. Let's all be happy. The most important things are the most important things, the things that bring you joy, the things that bring you happiness. you should always surround yourself with peace, happiness, joy, progression, people that want to see you go far in life, people that genuinely care about you. Because you guys need to reevaluate every month. I recommend that every month you reevaluate your surroundings, your friends, the people that you need to tell to get the fuck away. Do you understand? I will not leave you guys again. It's been a long 3 weeks without like putting out an episode, but I'm back. Go and tell the world that I'm back up. Go and tell the world that SNM, the brand, is back up. She's here to stay. Hopefully, check out my, if you're not subscribed to my newsletter, I need to figure it out. I'm using MailChimp. I need to figure it out so that my next episode I'll tell you guys what it is or how to get subscribed, because I think I have like 150 subscribers on it, but I haven't put out anything yet. I'll start putting things out so it will go to you guys' Gmails, or just like text me on social media so that I add you to my mailing team. But yeah, it's been so nice doing this. I really genuinely appreciate you guys for always listening to me. I just wanted to say that I love you. I genuinely love my audience. I won't lie. Bye. Have a great week. God bless you. And I pray that all your prayers come through, because you're a child of God. Bye, guys. I'll see you guys next week.